to Let's Talk, the Bible Fellowship Church devotional program devoted to bringing you some spiritual nourishment during these trying times. Thank you for joining us today. Our passage for today is going to come from Mark chapter 14, starting in verse 3, which says, "And while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly. And she broke the flask and poured it over his head. There were some who said to themselves indignantly, 'Why was the ointment wasted like that? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor.' And they scolded her. But Jesus said, 'Leave her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a beautiful thing to me, for you have the poor with you, and whenever you want, you can do good for them, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. And truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her." Now, full confession, my devotion for today is coming entirely from the last chapter of The Normal Christian Life by Watchman Nee. And the point of that chapter, as he tells this story, is this: it is never a waste, no matter how much of our lives we pour out, if we pour it out in worship to Jesus. He points out the fact that it's interesting that Jesus says wherever the good news is shared, this woman's story would be told. And it's true that even in the four Gospels, this is one of the stories that is included in all four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John, and they all give kind of a slightly different picture of the event and shed different lights on it. Some important things to note. One, Judas disapproved. And as Nee points out in the book, Judas is representing the world. That to the world who doesn't understand Jesus, that does not acknowledge Jesus as Savior and Lord, anything given to him is waste, much less something that was very, very, very valuable, as this ointment was. But the account in Matthew points out that the disciples were upset with Jesus and this woman for what was happening. The disciples who did know the Lord, who did know Jesus, they still had concerns about this woman, quote unquote, wasting her very expensive gift to Jesus. And as The Normal Christian Life points out, we are so busy asking the question, what is the minimum amount that I need to give to Jesus? What does he do? And they seem to feel that anything above and beyond what Jesus is due is wasteful. But the reality is that if we gave our whole lives, everything we had to Jesus, he would be worthy of it. So we're going to face opposition from the world that does not know Jesus. We're going to face opposition from well-meaning Christians if we really live out this radical truth that Christ is worthy of everything that we have. The people who point out how wasteful this woman is being give a semi-legitimate, you might think, reason why it was wasteful. Well, this perfume could have been sold and the great money could have been given to the poor. They're looking at the results, but Jesus is looking at the heart. And the application is this: God calls people like Billy Graham and John Piper and Louis Giglio and Francis Chan to minister to thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people all over the world as they faithfully follow after God and share his gospel. But God also calls the pastor in the small town who shepherds his flock of 35 people, many of which are members of his family, faithfully for his entire ministry career. And that is no less of a calling than these men who have had much more success by worldly standards. He has called some people to minister with great results, numbers-wise, as the world might look at it, as even well-meaning Christians might look at it. But he calls some people to minister in small ways that will still have ramifications for eternity. If we pour out our lives for God, if we give everything we have, and don't worry about the results, we can be sure that, like the woman in this story, Jesus will be pleased with our heart of worship, that he will accept it as good, that he will say on that last day, "Well done, my good and faithful servant, for you have been faithful with what I have entrusted to you. Let's go and do likewise. Nothing will be wasted." God, thank you for your word. Thank you for the story of someone whose whole heart was sold out to you, that they brought you the most expensive thing that they had. And God, that we wouldn't be so busy asking how little can we get by with and still be a Christian, that we would be asking, how much of myself can I give? How much of my resources can I give? And not be worried about the results, because we know that you are worthy, and that's enough. Well, thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.